what's your take on this whole competition and safety coming in?
You know, as being in the league a while, that's just what it is, competition. You get a chance to go out and see, prove yourself every time you play, so I'm enjoying it.
How did they pitch it to you when you came on your free agent visit in terms of what kind of opportunity you might
have? It was almost just like what you said. It's competition. You know, a lot of people don't want to hear it like that. You know, a lot of people, when you go on your visits, you want to hear that you are the guy. But it's competition, man.
And you were obviously fine with that.
I'm fine with that. That's just a part of, you know, understanding the business. And, you know, you're just grateful for the opportunity that they even thought of you. Like, all right, you're a guy that we see has potential. So, you know, come in and compete.
They've generally kind of had a guy close to the line of scrimmage like Lynch, you know, maybe in a kind of a pseudo linebacker role, and then a guy deep. They've played it different ways. How do you feel like they're going to use their safeties this year based on like what you've seen?
You know, from what I've seen, right, just being here a couple of days, you know, it's kind of the same thing. You know, they're going to throw in a couple of wrinkles here and there, but you know, new D coordinator. So you know, I'm just excited to see how it all plays out.
I mean, do you feel like you fit into like either free or strong?
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing. If you check my track record, I kind of play both. So, and once you've been in this league a long time, man, it's kind of like, how much can you do? How much can you do? So that's the blessing part about it. They are interchangeable.
You're gonna pick John's brain a little bit?
That's the first thing. I'm waiting to see him. You know, you gotta understand, I went to Florida, so you know, John was right down the street. So I mean, that's the main thing. It's my first time ever having a player. Every team I ever been on, I always been basically almost the vet guy. You know, coming in Cincinnati, when I first got there, I didn't have a job. So, I mean, just to sit down and be able to just sit in meetings with them, you know, just talk about the little things. Even though I've had success in this league, still, how many years he has can equivalate to what I've already accomplished. But just to pick him, you know, just anything, from the small things to how you prepare during the offseason.
Right, right. You've also played a key role on special teams in the past. Is that something you enjoy? Or?
That's part of football, man. That's part of football. Anybody even tell you that, you know, in the Super Bowl, I was on special teams, you know, starting on defense. It's a part of the game. Once you understand and love the game, everything else is second nature.
It's been kind of frustrating that you haven't been able to kind of, you know, become the guy in one team.
You know, it's kind of weird, man, because how it happened, you know, came in my first year, started a couple games as a rookie. We got a new coach, started a little bit, got hurt. Ended up going to Seattle, played a third safety role, played on third downs, ended up starting, guy got hurt, I started, went to the Super Bowl, went to Green Bay, started a little bit, didn't work out there, got to Carolina late, started a couple games. So it kind of, if you really look at it, you know, it's honestly been a blessing because I had a chance to work with a lot of good defensive coordinators in the process. But hopefully this is the place, man, and you know, you just come in and you be Marquand and let everything else fall where it may.
Do you think this is kind of a key point in your career, given that history you just talked about, that you, it's your time to either establish yourself as a starter now or?
I wouldn't say that because a guy told me that my second year, you know, so it was an older vet told me that my second year. I mean, you have to reestablish yourself every year, and that from experience I've learned that. So, I mean, regardless of who you are, you have to reestablish yourself, so you have to work as hard in the offseason to come back because it's a rookie that wants your job.
Right.
And that's the thing about it, so.
I'm saying getting pigeonholed as a backup kind of thing.
I wouldn't even say that, man. I wouldn't even say that because if that's the case, I was pigeonholed as a backup in the Super Bowl. I was Ken Hamlin's replacement. But I had started just as many games as he did. So, I mean, you just come in and you plug where needed. Plug where needed, man. And if starter is my role, it's my role. You know, you come in and you just go gung-ho and let the coaches make those decisions. You don't make those. You come in and put your best foot forward and the chips will fall where they may.
I know you knew if you had a chance to meet the new middle linebacker.
Kudavides.
You know it. That's
I played in Seattle best. With him. Yeah, I mean, I played
so
in Seattle
you know
with him.
Last
yeah,
name?
Yeah, I know his last. Yeah, Kud. Yeah.
Spell it?
Nah, you asking too much now, man. You asking too much now.
Did you cross paths in Seattle?
With Kudavides?
Yeah.
Yeah, we played 2 years ago.
Well, that's why.
Yeah.
He's got an in there, Jim. You've seen
Nico. What kind of player is he?
He's a great player. Very intense. You know, that's the thing that you know, even in practice, we used to talk about all the time. Very intense. Going to show up every day. That's the one thing about it. He's going to show up every day. He's going to study the game, and he's going to come in and play hard. Just that unfortunate situation in which I've been was behind Lofa, which is another great player. So, I mean, you know, I'm excited for him.
Even Nico said he likes to talk a bit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He does.
I mean, do you think, you know, obviously he said he was behind Lofa in Seattle, and that's a tough spot to be in. Did you always kind of look at him as somebody with starting caliber?
Oh, yeah. Nico, but you only as good as your last player. And I know a lot of people say that, but you only as good as your last player. When, if something happened to Lofa, we had no problem putting Kuda in at no point. So I think, you know, just from that, and he always paid attention to the small details. So, you know, he was behind the Pro Bowl. What else can you say, man?
Is he a bit crazy? I mean, you said about special teams. He had, what, you know, 20 tackles or something on special teams last year. I mean, it seems like that's kind of, he's really good at that.
Yeah, he's real good. He's a football player. That's the one thing about it, man. You can say that hand down. When I first got here and we saw each other, he was like, "What's up, man?" I like, "What's up?" You know, we already understand the bond we have between each other. You know, you make that Super Bowl run, that bond you get is unbreakable.
Right.
And, you know, just the fact that you know how he work, he know how I work, and, you know, it's just exciting right now.